I just am coming on here to remind you that 90 Day Sprint is officially open for enrollment. 90 Day Sprint is our signature program where we dive into your finances, your team, your marketing, and you as the CEO so that your business can grow on a really healthy foundation. We are only opening this up one time this year, and so this is your chance to jump in before we kick off in March. This is the program that has moved the needle for so many practitioners. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of practitioners free up their time so that their time is not only spent working inside the clinic, but also on the clinic. We help them set up systems for true scale. We help them build up their team. And if you know that you want 2026 to be different inside of your practice, then this is for you. Check the link in our bio to sign up.
Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place.
I'm so excited for this episode because I have my creative director, Brittany, here with us. And the reason I wanted to bring her on the podcast is for so many reasons. The work she does is incredible. And truthfully, she's been able to be someone who's been able to pull out this next identity of me, which isn't always the easiest. As you can imagine, I'm usually the one directing. I'm the one telling people what to do. I'm the one that's like, I don't like that. Let's do this instead. And so I really realized in order to get to this next level, to pull out a side of my brand that maybe you haven't seen before, to like just truly become and evolve to a new version, I needed somebody to be able to do that to me, because I'm usually the one doing that to other people. I'm usually the one saying, this is what I see, here's what we need to do, you know? And so I wanted somebody that could do that for me through the lens of my brand, my message, my impact. And so we're working together for the next year. We've been working together. And I just wanted her to come on the show so that we could chat about what it means for me to evolve, what it means for like your brand as a whole to evolve, so that you can kind of listen to this and be like, where could I apply these same concepts to me? Where am I like not tapping into my full brand potential, and how could I do that? So thank you for joining us.
Wow. I mean, fresh off the plane in the new headquarters, this is such a moment in history for you and the Stephanie Wigner brand. And I'm just like, whatever is said on this podcast will literally set the trajectory of Stephanie Wigner and what's possible. And it's going to be such a permission slip for everyone who is in your world.
I'm so excited. So let's dive right in. Let's talk about like how we met, how we got connected, and like maybe what your first impression was, because I love to hear people's first impression of me, because it's usually not what their next impression is of me. And so maybe before we started to working together, you know, we were chatting, I was like, hey, what do you do? Like, how could you help me? And that sort of thing. So let's dive in there.
What's so funny is I mean, this can't be the first time you've heard this. I was definitely intimidated. I was like, okay, like, not only were you already successful, you have this like, I don't around energy.
Yeah.
And so at the time in my business, I was like, you know, I had already been attracting high-end clients, but you came in like guns a-blazing, like, hey, what is this? What are you going to do for me? And it actually, at that point, before I knew you, before I was a client of yours, actually had, like, it required me to increase my own standard. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I don't have a package for this girl. I don't have it all, like, figured out in the way that she wants it. And I never will forget, I spent like 3 hours. First of all, I procrastinated. Then I spent 3 hours on your proposal. I was at Shoshana's house and she was like, you are not leaving. Shoshana is the one that introduced us because mm-hmm. we were in a community together. She said, you're not leaving until you send that proposal. Like, you're going to send that proposal. And I remember when I was creating it, I was like, oh, this woman is ready to step into her next level. Like, I could feel it from you, but you weren't a match. You were a match to that internally. You were not a match to that externally. And I remember thinking that as I was putting it together.
Mm-hmm. And so then we chatted, and I was like, hey, I don't know if I need this. I don't know if I want this. Like, let's just create something custom for me, which a lesson in business, like a no doesn't mean an indefinite no. Yeah. It means what you propose doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And what I'm looking for is something different. And yeah. So it's like an invitation. You were like, okay, well, tell me a little bit more about what you want. And I was like, here's what I want. Here's what I want to do. You're like, okay, let's totally do that. Let's just go this one lane, this one path. And so we agreed to do a shoot together in New York City, which everyone knows that was an iconic shoot I've had several clients reach out to me and be like, oh my God, that was so incredible. I love your outfits. I love that side of you, right? Like that side that got activated through that shoot, which I don't always share. You know, I'm on these calls, I'm commanding a lot of team, I'm commanding a lot of people. And it's like, we're here to do shit. We're here to execute at the highest level. We're here to get done. And it's not always that like fun and playful side, which I love because you do bring that out of me. You force me to do that.
Yeah.
And so then we got together in New York and you can share a little bit about that experience.
Yeah. I think like my impression of you shifted so much when we started working with you. Okay. This is really big. You guys will get this too. If you know Stephanie and you know parts of yourself where we all have a side that is, like, I definitely knew you were organized. You had your shit together. You had your team locked. And I was so surprised at how go with the flow you were. Everything from the styles to a lot of things actually didn't work.
They actually did wrong.
They
ruined the shoot.
Everything bad went wrong.
Yes.
Actually, pretty much.
And you were like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, girl, I'm so good.
Yeah. To the point, like, things for me, when things go wrong, it is like, oh God, like, let me ease this over. And everything went wrong. And yet, this is where I saw your character the most. And this is where you showed me, and you show people probably in your life and who you mentor, that, like, It's when things go wrong where you show how successful you are, mm-hmm. because you did not let anything stop you. Like, we kept moving forward. It was like the clothes, like, we had like a week to do your clothes. You weren't freaking out. You're like, all right, what are we going to wear? Like, let's figure it out. It was so solution oriented, and it actually like really pushed me to get out of my head and out of my way in certain ways. But then on set, I mean, I was flying in. We pushed the shoot earlier. I was like a mess because everything was late. I was late. The flight was late. And so I was like, oh my God, she's already there. Like, the client is at the set before we are. And then I show up and it was, this is what I loved the most. It was not only you and your groundedness, but your husbands and your sons who were a big part of that shoot. And it felt like I was walking into your home. Mm-hmm. And that to me, like, set the tone of the set. And I actually think that you were able to step into a bigger identity because you didn't let all those small things affect the way that you wanted to show up on set and who you were ready to activate, which mm-hmm. was huge.
Mm-hmm. And I love to, I'm thinking back to that, and it's like just funny to hear it through your lens because I'm like, I'm not stressed at all. I'm glad I'm here. Like, I'm going to touch up my hair. I'm going to touch up my makeup. Like,
old air. Oh my God.
Like, gel. And I think people are, so this is so good. I think people are surprised by this because you see how dialed in I am. You see that I'm kind of bougie.
Yeah.
You see these things, but I'm like just such a down to earth, go with the flow kind of person. Like, I'm not freaking out over little things. Like, if I like something like a flight or something like,
or how about the footage?
Yeah. Or like the footage. Like, we did the most iconic interview with me and my husband. For the footage to like disappear and not be retrievable, I'm crying. Kyle's crying. And the whole audience is crying, by the way. Like, everybody who's on set is crying.
So moving.
We didn't even have that. And you're like panicking. I remember I was in Disney for Jet's birthday. You're panicking and you're calling me. And
I'm
you're like
afraid of
you're like,
you were gonna
you're see. Like, listen, I don't feel really good about this. And, you know, like, you were just sharing it with me. And I was like, okay, that's definitely not ideal. Okay. Well, I mean, what can we do about it? You know? And you're like, what? You're like, really? And I'm like, well, listen, I mean, of course I'm not happy about it, but like, what am I going to do? Throw a tantrum about it? Like, it is what it is. We'll figure it out. We'll take a different angle. We'll do this. We'll do that. It's also not the last time I'm going to shoot. It's not the last time we're going to talk together, be in person, that sort of thing. And I just...
And the team's here with us today.
Yeah, the team's here with us
it's
today.
It's such a testament. Like, you were like right away, like, well, like, what about 9-1? Like, the company that like... So I just think that speaks so much to how you move. And yes, I experienced you and your evolution, and like, I saw you, like, we could talk about the identity side, but really it was like the way that you moved through the experience that really showed me who you were.
Yeah. That's so good. I honestly didn't even think of that through the process. That's so cool to see it through your perspective. Let's talk about the identity shift though, because, you know, I'm quoted on camera during one of our mini programs of talking about the shoot. And I'm like, guys, I'm like telling my clients, I'm like, I can never go back just to wear my tweed blazer, my 12 pants after I did that. My hand on my hip and my classic pose. And like, here I am. Like, I can never go back to that after this because I just can't.
Yeah.
You know, how are you supposed to go back to that after you've like activated this higher level in yourself and like actually enjoyed it? I think that was so cool for me as a client through the side of it is like, is it a little nerve wracking? Is there a lot of moving parts? There's like 10 content team. We're on a rooftop in the city in this like crazy studio. We have 10 outfits at least. We're banging out like so much content in 2 days. And also it was like so fun to enjoy the process and be like, how cool that this is my life. Mm. Like how cool. Yes, this is part of marketing. Yes, it's part of the bigger mission and the vision and like to get this out. But like, this is fun that I just get to do this on a random Wednesday or a random, you know, Thursday, whatever it was that we were together. And it also for me was like a permission slip to have more fun, which is why I wanted to do it in the first place. And, you know, when we were talking together, you were like, I just think you need to have more fun. And I was like, bitch, I have fun.
Yeah.
Like, what are you like? I got a little, I didn't say that to you, of course, but I thought it in my head and I got a little triggered. But, you know, we've talked about this. Anytime I get triggered, I lean in because I'm like, that's saying way more about me than it is about anybody else. And so I was like, okay, like, do people perceive me to have fun? And then it was like, well, it doesn't matter what people think. Do I think I'm having fun? And it's like, oh, I actually think I could have a little more fun. Mm-hmm. I think I could just not care so much about things. I think I could, you know, just be available for what's happening in the moment and be available to new opportunities and things that are coming across my plate. And so that shoot for me was an invitation. And I talk about this with my clients, but, you know, I didn't give you a budget for clothes. I don't know if your normal clients give you a budget, but girl, I started having like $1,500 jackets arrive. I started having $1,000 dresses, $300 pairs of shoes. And like, listen, I like nice things, but it was a shaking to my money mindset.
Yes.
Because I've done so much work on my money mindset that most things don't surprise me and most things don't like cause me to pause. Yeah. I just move because I know money is energy. I know I'm moving through it. There's like a point where I had $20,000 of clothes being delivered to my house. And I was like, okay, deep breaths through this. Like, this is fine. And like talking to myself, like, you're not going to keep it all. But also, are you the kind of woman that shows up on a rooftop in a $2,000 dress? Yes, you are. Of course you are. This is meant for you. This was destined for you from the beginning. So don't run now that it's here. Embrace it. Move through that uncomfortable side. And, you know, luckily I built my businesses. So like that doesn't shake me from a financial standpoint. It was more an energy standpoint. It was more an identity standpoint of like, are you the kind of woman that does this? And I was like, yes, I am. Of course I'm scared. I'm going to do it anyways. And, you know, so we got down to like the looks and that sort of thing. I shipped back the stuff, got some refunds. I was feeling good. It was great. But it also was like this thing, like, do you want to do this? And it's not so much about, it is about the content. It is about that creative direction. Cause I want to talk about like that side that you bring out in me that you're able to pull through, which is why I wanted to work with you for a year, but and beyond. But it was about like the permission slip to myself as a woman. I don't have to do this for any other reason other than the reason is that I want to. I don't have to justify it. I don't have to have it make sense on my P&L. I don't have to be able to produce X amount of ROI. I don't need to ask Kyle for permission. I want to get dressed up. I want to play. I want to have fun. I want to embrace that main character energy. I want to just go as far as I can go for the sake of doing it. And what do I have to lose?
Wow.
And it's like, that was the pep talk I was giving myself, you know? And it was like, and here's the thing, because I always talk to clients about this and you'll resonate with this, is like a history of being a stylist and that sort of thing. It's like, you have to clear what no longer serves you. And a lot of times that is clothes. That's behaviors. It's the things that you put on. It's the way that you lead your life. It's how you schedule your time. Your like everything that you do. I had already had really nice clothes. I mean, I wear $200 sweaters on the regular, like, because that was already an identity shift I had went through. But it was always practical. It was always, and as a doctor and having this as my background, I think this is part of it. It was always practical for me. It was always like, well, of course you need nice clothes to go into the clinic. Of course you need nice clothes to wear to the workshops that you're hosting or the workshops you're attending, the masterminds, things like that. It was like, can I just buy a $2,000 dress that's metallic that I might never wear again just to get the shot?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, I can.
Yes.
You know, and so it was that permission slip.
Wow. You know, you're talking and I'm just like, it brings me back to the one thing you said that shifted everything in terms of why people really see the value in something they can't see yet. So this work is so different and nonlinear, right? Like being styled, posing on a rooftop, stepping into this version of yourself has nothing to do with business, but everything to do with business. And I remember you saying, this felt so ass backwards. This made no sense, spending this much money on this experience. And that's exactly why I said yes to it. Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that, and that was a shift, because at the end of the day, when you reach a certain level of success and you know that you've gotten there through linear thinking, there is a shift in your DNA that has to happen to go from seven figures to eight figures to nine and beyond, that is not linear. Mm-hmm. You have to actually start embodying DJ DeLulu. You have to be delusional. You have to make decisions that make no sense. You have to say yes to a dress that you're wearing once, and your whole insides is like, this is not functional. Because at a certain level of success, do you really want to stay in this, like, let me make this make sense? Does a non-linear success make sense? Mm-hmm. It doesn't. So I actually think that, like, that was the unlocking for you, and I witnessed that in real time, because your functional self would be like, this doesn't make sense. My body literally wants to reject that the fact that Isa spent this much money, and it was a lot, like, that would shake anybody's nervous. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, I also witnessed you on set, just like, you decided and that was it. Like, there was no lack on set. There was no limit. Like, yeah, you know, we had to warm you up to really get you to step
in. To pull it out, yeah.
We had to pull it out. There were moments where it was like, okay, we're getting there.
Which, by the way, if you've never had, like, 10 people staring at you, filming you,
that shakes everybody.
Taking photos, getting video, people being like, no, don't look here, look here, look up, look down, look like you're having more fun, like, smile, don't pose, put your hand on your head, don't, like, it's a lot, it's intense, you know, but if you haven't had that, I think you should experience it one time to see what you got. But second of all, it took some time to be like, I was trying to do it right, because that's such the good girl in me. That's such the, like, rule follower. The people, it's like, okay, do a good job. Smile. Look like this. Okay. Make sure, you know? And it was like, you were like, Steph, stop thinking.
Yes.
And just have fun. Like, you're on a rooftop in Manhattan.
Yeah.
You are that bitch.
Yeah.
Nobody has anything on you.
Like, you came on a date for chicken fingers when you had no money in this city, and now you're on a rooftop, spending X amount, millions of trillions of dollars in your life with your husband, with your baby that you all manifested, like, soak that in. Mm-hmm. And when you soak that in, we could feel that on the other side. Like, that's actually what creates, if you want to become iconic, you want to be seen, known, influential, you want not just the, it's not about the fame, we've talked about this. If you want to make a massive impact, you have to make yourself uncomfortable. You have to push that edge. You have to also see how far you've come and really embody that. And to me, these experiences are that. Mm-hmm. They are literally assets. Is like, it's the assets mask what actually it's about. And it's actually about, like, embodying who you've become and who you're evolving into next. And in the action of the shoot, you actually, it collapses Titan into who you're evolving into next. Because you can't fake her. Mm-hmm. Literally every wall, every part of you that's not her will show up on that set. And that's what I do. I see it. We push the edge. I pull it out. And then I'm like, that's exactly what you're rubbing up against. And we're going to
push through it. Yeah.
Now, right here in the dress, in the outfit, on this rooftop. Because if you want to be a bigger version of yourself when we come out of this, then you have to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people think it's like, but that's what you felt in the shoot. That's why it was so magnetic. That's why you had a $2.5 million launch afterwards. It was because of who you allowed yourself to be on that rooftop. And people felt that. Mm-hmm. They felt a stronger, more powerful version of you moving out into what you were creating next.
Oh, so good. So good. And that's
strategy.
Exactly.
Well, and that's the thing. It's also, like, collapses the time. Like, people will strategize for years. And, like, have you actually pushed up against your edge? Has anyone actually held you to that edge?
No. And I think in both of our work, that's what we're so
good
about.
That's what you do. Yes.
You know, and that's the thing, like,
with the mindset.
Yes. Yeah. And we were chatting about that, you know, before we came to the shoot today. And it was like, you know, we were chatting, and I would love to hear it through your lens too, because I think it's really important. I could say what I'm good at, but even some of our coaching together and, like, my mentorship with you, you know, I got with you in person and I was like, Brittany, you're a genius. You are literally a genius. You have such an edge. You are one of one. we need to tell the world about it and what is holding you back. And let me get in here and start tweaking things and fixing them, because so many more people need to experience you.
Yes. So one, I think that what really moved me, and just cliff note for everybody who's catching up to speed here, Stephanie is now a mentor of mine. Okay. So like being in that experience, being serving her, I got to watch the way that you lived, the way that you thought. Like your money mindset was so rock solid, because I was spending a lot. Like I was like, I'm going to go big and get this room. And it's like literally triple the price because there was some inauguration. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what am I doing? Let me do that. And like, you were so rock solid that I think actually like being, witnessing the way that you lived, the way that you thought, the way you were with your family, that like shifted my DNA. But then what really transformed me, and I think why I'm now like, oh my God, you need to be my mentor. Like I need to just soak in everything. And I know you're going to take me to that next level, was because you saw where I was, but you also, you weren't settling for the standards I was giving. And you were so direct about that. Like no flaws. Like you were like, bitch, what? Like, why are you literally taking scraps? Like you were like, you need, like, why are you in a bubble? You need to get notes. You're like, do you know how many people would pay so much money for you? And then the most moving part was, I think you were like, this is such a funny story. You were like, you need to be charging six figures for these packages, and you need to only do it for the people you want, top of the top. And then everyone else, you need to do group productions, stop fucking around. And I was like, and I remember thinking in my head, like, should I pitch her?
No, you were like in my head, you're in your head. Well, when we were getting ready for the shoot, you were like, is anybody going to pay that? And I was like, I'll pay that.
You want me to be your first for 3 months? I was like, so you're going to be it? Like first six figure client? And you're like, yeah, I'll do it. And I was like my whole, I was like, wait a minute. So I work so hard to prove myself to maybe get a percentage of that if I'm lucky. And this bitch just comes in, tells me how it is, and says, yeah, I'll pay triple. Like, sign me up. That was a shift. But more importantly, as how you are as a mentor, is that you don't just hold a higher standard for people, you take people with you. Mm-hmm. So you said, I want you, you're in my team. You're going to grow with me. It's the Stephanie Wigner effect. Everyone around me makes more money, but it wasn't because we're just in your energy. It's because you actually care so much about people and making an impact in people's, not even life, not even business, but family. I'll never forget when you said that you would sign up. I literally, like, I had to pause. This was at home because I was like, is this real? Is she going to, something's going to happen. The day that, okay, this is crazy. And I feel emotional about it. The day that you said, like, we were like going back and forth trying to figure out what we wanted to do. The day that you're like, all right, cool, that's it, let's do it, was the same day that my dad had a stroke. Earlier, and in that same, no, it was in New York at your shoot that we found out that he had the stroke. He was misdiagnosed for Bell's palsy, and everyone was like, not a big deal, it's all good. I was at your shoot afterwards in the hotel. I was sitting in the room. I felt for the first time safe in the expansion. Like, I had the big room. I wasn't like beating myself up. I'm like, this is a new beginning. And I think it was after you had said you'd sign up. Verbally, when I found out that he had a stroke, and then when we locked it in, I was like, oh my God, this is everything to me, because I claimed, I don't just want to be successful for me. I want to take care of my dad, who feels like he has to work every single day, who doesn't, can't retire because he has no retirement, who's almost 80 years old and is still working. Like, this is the legacy. I want to have an option to be able to help him in this stage of life. And that was like this shift in my DNA of that is possible. When you up-level your standard, when you're around people who aren't just successful, but they're successful because of impact that they're desiring to put on this planet. And that deepened my roots of my why.
so good. And I think too, you know, all of us want to create a bigger impact for a reason. And by the way, that doesn't have to be like only to take care of those around us. It's, we can want to create a bigger impact for ourselves too. That's not selfish. Like, we all deserve everything that we desire. And if that's front before helping other people, that's okay. You deserve that and you're worthy of that. And that's something I had to, because I'm a helper at my core. You know, I was like with you, I'm like with you 2 minutes. I'm like, here's what we're going to fix. Here's what I see. Here's like, whether you want it or not, Brittany, here we are. And that's just how I am at my core. I've been like that my entire life, truthfully. And you either love it or you don't, but you get to feel my heart through that, I think. And you know, it was such a, that's crazy. And I remember you sharing that story with me, but it was a sign, right? That's a sign from God. That's a sign from the universe, like confirming you're worth six-figure clients.
Yeah.
And it's not just for you. It's for this bigger impact. Yeah. But sometimes, and here's the key, and this is what I think sets me apart from other mentors, truthfully, is like, sometimes we just need somebody to see that value inside of us and reflect that back to us. And then it gives us a permission slip and everything has changed after that. Like, life will never be the same.
Yeah.
And when that's reflected back, because here's the thing, you always want to take care of your family. You have a beautiful son, you have an amazing husband. Like, you want to take care of your family, of course. But until you actually believe that you're worthy of something and until you see the possibility of the impact that you can create, it's kind of like a far off dream, right? It's not tangible. It's not something that you're like, oh, that's so close, I can touch it. You're like, oh, well, someday. And all it takes is one person being like, you're the ticket. You're it. Start acting like it. Start showing up like it. Start leading differently. And like, I've been this person actually for quite a few people in my life where I'm the first person to invest in them. Like, not the first person, but to be like, I believe in this. I'm willing to go to bat for you. And it's like, I don't do it for any other reason that like, it makes me feel good and I want to spread impact. And like, it's not ever going to be about the money for me. You know, it's right. going to be. And it's like, after that, you were like, I need to pay you. You need to be my mentor. I'm like, oh, and then we left and I'm like voice noting you stuff. I'm not like, hey, Brittany, here's a Stripe link. You know, I'm like, here's what I see for you. I was thinking about you the other day. Here's what you need to do. Here's how I think you should structure your offers, you know? And it's just like, it's also like, you know, I care more about relationships over revenue any day of the week in my life. And I think you can pick up on that the minute you spend more than 5 minutes with me. But it's been so cool to see your evolution since then, because you're like completely different now.
Totally. Yeah. And also your brand, where you're heading, like, I really believe in who you're evolving into. And it's so fun to come in and create, because yeah, we can do a really cool shoot on a rooftop, but what you're actually doing is you're deepening your roots. You're spreading your name. Like, you're stepping out into this influence. You already are, but to be a part of the journey and like where the brand is going and how we get to really amp that up is also like, it's a full circle in terms of give and receive. So even being here right now, I'm like, girl, we've got big shit to do. Like, we're not ones to
push you.
Yeah. And like, I do think that, you know, I know we wanted to talk about the brand and really what I see for Stephanie Wigner and the podcast and all the things we're launching right now. But one of the most significant, like, I think you're in a really monumental time. Mm-hmm. I think that I've seen you literally come off that shoot in New York, have a $2.5 million launch like it was nothing. And step into an even bigger version. Like, you didn't stop there. Like, most people would stop there. You said, okay, what now? How much bigger can we go? And the bigger you go, the bigger it gets. So, you know, we're leading into January, which is your big event. We have other big events on the books. But let's talk about where you're heading. Like, how we're really taking the brand, differentiating the two. I don't know if you have specific stories, questions.
Well, I think too, for me, like, all of 2025 was being able, and even like the rebrand of the podcast and that sort of thing, it was being able to differentiate. Like, I build companies. That's what I do. I'm really freaking good at it. I know how to streamline processes. I know how to activate team. I know to take a big vision and then execute on it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, I don't want to be put in a box. And even as the wealthy practitioner, Like, I got DMs every day of like, can you help me? I'm a coach. Can you help me? I'm a stylist. Can you help me? I'm a salon owner. Can you help me? I'm a mental health therapist. And it was like, why don't you think I can help you? And it was like, oh, because you equate me to the wealthy practitioner. That's just one of my brands that I own and founded that I'm obsessed with, by the way, of obviously, like, those are my people. Though I ride and die for those people. But you cannot make those synonymous. Like, they're not one and the same. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Wigner has influence on the wealthy practitioner, just like Stephanie Wigner had influence on all the other wellness clinics that I started, you know? And I don't know where Stephanie Wigner is going next. Like, there's no cap on her. There's no ceiling. And I don't want to be put into a box anymore. And I want to write a book. You know, I'm working on a book and I'm working on different things that activate people's identities and like courses and like low ticket stuff. A lot of my coaching isn't feasible for most people. But I also know that people that get in closest proximity to me have the most insane transformations. And so it's like, how can I make Stephanie Wigner her own thing that doesn't get put into the clinics, that doesn't get put into a coaching company? Because at the end of the day, I'm here to impact more people for the good. And I'm here to leave the world better than I found it. And I'm here to build a legacy for my family. And I can't do that if you put me in a box. And so, like, this is kind of my line in the sand, my declaration where I'm like, well, you can't put me in a box because you don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, I'm a trailblazer. Like, I do shit that nobody else can do.
Yeah.
I do shit that you're not even going to expect. It's not predictable. Yeah. And so as much as I've taken the path of like, I went to school for 8 years, I became a doctor, I started the business, I was successful, I made $1 million. Then I went and started scaling another company that made multi-millions of dollars. It's like, I know that this is still not it, you know? And I'm so grateful and I love it and I'm obsessed with my life. But I know this is not it. And so I want a permission slip that I'm giving to myself to build whatever I want. And that's going to be through the personal brand. And it's like, wealthy practitioner is not changing. Wealthy practitioner is going to go off into the stratosphere because we are changing people's lives on a daily basis. Our clients get insane freaking results through the practitioner lens. I've also had people like you come into my life and get insane results. My hairstylists, like people that are coaches and online brands. I have a client, Sarah, that's like completely paving the way in her industry. And this is where I'm claiming, like, I actually paved the way for other founders to disrupt their industry in a way that something hasn't been done before. Like, if you looked at the Wealthy Practitioner as a brand, you would not be like, that's a boring conference. That's a boring, like, script. Like, in the brick and mortar world for practitioners, it's such, like, say this, do this, present this, operate like this. Like, I came in and I was like, what do you want to do? What kind of brand do you want to build? You want to work 2 days? You want to work 5 days? You want to work 6 days? You want to charge $30? You want to charge $130? Whatever you want to do, let's create it. Because I want you to pave your own way. And so for me, I go first so that others get that permission slip and it opens a loop in their head of like, well, if she can do it, I can do it. Don't care what your industry is. But now as I really build the Dr. Stephanie Wigner brand is, I don't care what your industry is. I don't care what you sell. I know for certain that I can help you make more money and free yourself up in the process. Free yourself from that internal baggage that's holding you back, the internal limiting beliefs. Like, am I worthy to charge six figures? Can I do this and have a kid? Can I do this? It's like, I free up all that. And then I free you up through the systems and the processes, like on the business backend stuff, which is the boring stuff, but it's still necessary in order for you to make an impact. And then it's like, we just go create the most epic shit together.
Yes.
And it's like, that's what I want you to think of when you think of Stephanie Wigner. And it's an evolution of all my brands together. It's truthfully who I am at my core, which has allowed the success of the other things, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I just see such big things for Stephanie Wigner in 2026. And I also think that, of course, everything correlates. And one of our biggest focuses in our work together this year is one, the brand. How are we cohesively reintroducing, repositioning you as the brand, you as the household name, and then internally, how are we helping you show up, being seen in a bigger way, pushing that edge even more so that when we go out and say, this is Stephanie Wigner, this is her brand, this is her book, it's like, again, that congruency that for you, if you're not congruent, like,
it's nothing. Yeah, that's all I care about.
That's why I think it works so well for you. So this work is so multi-layered. And I do think that this next evolution of you and the brand is like, it's like you're building simultaneously, you and then the brand. Mm-hmm. And you're launching and you're putting out new versions of yourself. And we're going to look back. We're going to do another podcast in August and September. We're going to be like, remember when we were just building? Like, and that's the thing with who I really see you stepping into is you're always going to be in the chiropractic world because that's what you've built. And I see you as you really do build companies. You build up founders. You coach visionaries, CEOs, people who are already successful, pioneering their entire industry. But you're going in there and you're saying, where are the gaps, both energetically and strategically? How do we build those systems, those structures, and realign you so that it is congruent? Because what we really want as CEOs, visionaries, founders, is freedom. We want joy in our work. If we're not creating, we're dying. Like, we're always going to evolve. We're always going to be like, what's next? But we need somebody to help us conceptualize and structure that amount of holding that big company so that we can go be with our families, have the option to take off a Tuesday if we want, and feel joy.
Feel good about it.
Love what we're doing. And that's what I see personally for what you're actually here to do, and that bigger impact stretching out of not just an industry, but like into Stephanie Whitner.
Oh, that's so good.
Shall we?
I'm so excited. I feel like we have to end there. Like, that is,
we got it. Literally. Cheers to the next evolution.
I want to
this evolution.
And cheers to our work together in 2026. And I can't wait to see what we got. It's going to be good.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.